Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. One of the features I always really liked about Pro, and I usually point it out in our intrusion detection class, is Pro's ability to summarize SSL traffic, in particular by extracting SSL certificates. This is useful for a number of reasons. First of all, of course, we don't have a lot of visibility into SSL traffic in the first place. By looking at the certificates, at least we get an idea of sites people may have visited. Also, with malware, sometimes you have specific certificates that are being used and you can find them then as indicators of compromise. So with Pro, it's easy to pinpoint use of malicious certificates. If you haven't yet done that with Pro, Xavier has a diary for you today that summarizes how to enable this feature in Pro. And in a blog post, Luc Gomans outlines some ideas on spoofing TCP connections. The problem here, of course, is always getting the sequence number right or acknowledging the right sequence number if you didn't receive the packet because you spoofed the initial SYN. Well, what Luc here is proposing is that it doesn't really matter if you get it wrong initially. There isn't really much of a penalty here, because if the sequence number is wrong, the packet is just dropped and packets continue to be dropped until the connection times out. He experimented with that with Linux and was able to spoof a three-way handshake. Now, on the other hand, the practicality of such an exploit is still somewhat limited, in my opinion. According to his experiments, it takes about 100 to 200 gigabytes of traffic to spoof this three-way handshake, and you really have no idea to know that it worked, because the final acknowledgement then would also go to the spoofed IP address. So that really makes it difficult to continue the connection. You really have to start the spoofing trick all over again, which means you basically need about 100 gigabytes of traffic per packet that you're going to send, and you have to do that fast enough in order to not run into any timeouts. Also, if your sequence number is way off, there is a chance that you'll get a reset. Overall, I think that's still actually something interesting from sort of an operating system fingerprinting point of view, how long operating systems give you to send the actual proper acknowledgement here, and whether or not there will be any resets if you send a certain number of bad packets. Overall, probably the solution here, if this should be considered a security problem, would be to really limit the number of bad sequence numbers that you're exposing yourself to, and if you reach a certain threshold, probably the connection should just be terminated. But of course, one of the conclusions that he's drawing is that you should not rely on IP-based authentication. I think that's well understood. And as soon as you use anything like SSL and such, this TCP trick would no longer really apply. And interestingly, according to Checkpoint Configure, is up at the top again when it comes to current malware families. Not sure if that's just an anomaly in the way Checkpoint does collect its data. I haven't really seen anything like this. We saw a limited outbreak a couple of weeks ago, and I think I mentioned it here, with some cameras that got infected at the factory. And Google announced that it will stop supporting Chrome for 32-bit Linux. Now, the impact of this should be rather limited. Most Linux distributions now switched to 64-bit by default, so this will not be an issue for you. It also only affects the binary build of Chrome. So Chromium, for example, will continue to be available for 32-bit Linux systems. And if you have yet not installed Dell Foundation Services and only patched it, there is one more reason why you probably want to get rid of this software as quickly as possible. Apparently, with one of the recent patches that followed the entire problems they had with the security certificates, they introduced a new problem that thus allowed arbitrary WMI queries, essentially RPC queries on Windows systems via SOAP requests, and the response will just be returned as a nicely formed XML response. There are details available about this particular vulnerability. The site where it was published is currently at least quite slow. It took me a while to pull it up. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.